It's no secret the holidays are going to look a little different this year.
For sure. I'm already planning my virtual dinner parties and, of course, caroling sessions.
We may not be able to see everyone we love in person this year, but we can certainly let them know we're thinking of them in the form of memorable and personalized gifts.
Etsy remains the best place to get quality, handmade, and heartfelt gifts for the people in your life, inspired by the things they love.
There's so many choices, and Etsy sellers run the gamut, from home goods and decor to artwork, clothing, and jewelry. And the best part is everything is totally unique, from handmade pieces to one-of-a-kind vintage items.
So Megan, if you wanted to get me a gift, you know I love a nice cheese plate, so naturally I'm eyeing so many of the beautiful handcrafted cheese boards available from a variety of sellers.
And for our Housewives fans out there, there are amazing wine glasses, perfect to pair with your next pour and binge session this holiday season.
Wine and cheese at Shea Eric J. Mack. It'll take my quarantine snacking to the next level.
Etsy is making my holiday shopping so much more special this year, and I cannot wait to see my friends and family open their gifts.
This holiday season, shop Etsy to gift like you mean it. Go to Etsy.com/gifts to shop meaningful gifts for the people you love.
That's Etsy.com/gifts.
Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Below Deck is back, and of course, we're covering Season 8. For this season, we're bringing you recaps even earlier to help you get through the week, so make sure to subscribe so you never miss a minute of the discussion. This week, we're joined by none other than Kate Chastain, so let's get into it. Okay, Below Deck, Kate, what is your take on Charlie?
I've had Charlie on board two other times, and first of all, he's from Los Angeles, so...
There and you also, go. That says it all.
Yeah, exactly. And also, he I think he's been on a Bravo show. I think he's no stranger to the entertainment world, loves to be on camera. I think there, you know, some people get nervous when their camera's on them. Some people love it. And I think Charlie loves it.
But do you watch this and think, God, he's a monster?
Right.
I mean, I know how high maintenance he is. He really is. And for this first charter of the season, I felt so bad for Francesca. Yes, of course, there was a lot of things. I was like, why is she doing that? Oh my gosh, I would never do it that way. Of course. But I still think that they were being so high maintenance that I feel so bad for her. That was her first charter guest.
Yeah. I know. Well, I feel like he uses intimidation tactics to throw people off, like intentionally, you know, because he has that approach of like, oh my God, don't worry, babe. I'm going to come and I'm going to help you. It's going to be fine. And then like 5 minutes later, exactly. And then 5 minutes later, he's just like telling, you know, the rest of the guests like, oh, they can't handle it. Like, let's throw anything we can at them. So it just feels like his intentions are all wrong.
Yes, you're right. It's his intentions. You are so right, Eric. I understand if the service is bad and slow to be frustrated, but it's almost like he was not giving them a fair chance by asking for ridiculous amounts of things. Then also like intimidating this crew. Like, I know you're tired. I can tell you're like, it's just like saying rude things and then complaining about it on top of that. It's just not good intentions.
They're like super understaffed. There's something going on.
Do you need any help?
Just plating now.
We're not complaining. We legit want to help you because we can tell that like you've had the longest day ever. The food's still amazing, but you are so tired. Look, I can do this.
I've never in 14 years had a guest come in and tell me that I am exhausted and that they need to help me.
I'm not even kidding. I'm just like, I need to help you right now because I can tell that you have had a day.
Oh, I'm here to help, babe. No, you're not.
Yeah. Right. I was also very concerned when I heard the theme of the dinner that we were going to have some cultural appropriation on our hands. And I didn't, you know, someone said like geisha and I was just like, oh boy, this could go very quickly.
We need to wear something from a different country. I'm going to be a geisha.
Like I'm worried about this. Like,
what is happening right now? No, I was still worried about it. And I mean, there's so many themes in the world, themes you can make up. Just, I was like, this seems tricky.
But do they like tell you these themes in advance, or do they just show up to the boat, Kate, and they're like, we want a glow in the dark around the world nautical themed party now? You know, like, how do you prepare
all
that stuff?
I've done
that
one a couple times. Yeah, the glow in the dark around the world, disco. I mean, a joke I always do, like, give me any like garage show. I'm like, okay, we're doing garage disco glam. Like, you just can make anything a theme if you add like neon lights and the word glamour. But
right.
Charlie is one of those guests who would come with an entire suitcase of theme party. He loves a theme party. He really took the Dean Slover model and then took it to the next level. Like, mm-hmm. Dean Slover would make suggestions, be particular. Charlie's like, I see you, Dean Slover, and I raise you.
Well, I have to ask what I assume most fans are wondering right now, and that is, are you still happy with your decision to leave, or do you watch this season and you're like, oh, maybe I should have stuck it out another season?
You know, actually, this is the first time I've talked about it, so I'm so glad it's with y'all. I was completely vulnerable and honest. I really was nervous about watching the first episode. I was afraid, like, it would feel like watching somebody you used to date with a new girlfriend, like, right in front of your face, and like, maybe be hard for you to watch, but it really wasn't. And if anything, it made me so happy that I wasn't there. I was like, oh God, not a preference sheet meeting. I was like, the response in my body of like, just ugh, made me realize I definitely made the right decision and, you know, leaving that in the past.
Right. Yeah. Well, especially with this group of guests, maybe if it had been this like really incredible group of people who were so great and the charter was a huge success and nobody was stressed and nobody was crying, maybe you'd feel a different way. But like this, like watching it myself, I was just like, I am glad to not be a part of this right now.
I mean, honestly, yes, these charter guests were incredibly difficult. And I feel so bad for the entire crew that was their first charter of the season. It's like, don't break them out of the gate. Give them a chance. They're just getting to know the boat. You don't throw the hardest thing at them day one. But just the whole working on a yacht thing in general, sleeping in those small beds, working those long hours, like, it's just a lot.
Yeah. Do you remember having a first day ever like Francesca's in this episode? Like, just everything that could go wrong went wrong?
I mean, there stuff always goes wrong, but I think it was season four, probably. Maybe season four, season five, I'm not sure. I know it was on Valor, and I ordered water for the boat. It was the beginning of the season, like a first provisions. So it's like we just moved onto the boat. We were picking up guests the next day. We didn't have a lot of time. And these pallets of water just kept getting dropped off at the dock. And everybody's looking at me like, how much water did you order? And you always do order a lot at the beginning because you don't realize how quickly you go through it. The guests, you're on a hot location. The deck crew, they're drinking. It's like you go through a lot. And to stock the boat, and these are heavy, you've got to carry them. It's the worst. But at a certain point, I was like, they had accidentally like quadrupled my order. So we were running out of places to put it. And finally, I was like, hold on a second. We've been putting away water for almost 2 hours now. How much did they send me? And then they realized it was their mistake. And I, for the first charter, I could barely walk because just from using all those muscles. Yeah, so that one was that was a bad first start.
What do you think of the chef this season?
I know the chef so well. Actually, her and I watched the first season of Below Deck together. She was the chef, I was the chief stew, and we would run down and like we had private owners of the yacht that were so lovely that he would hear us laughing in the galley and he'd walk and be like, you know what, you two need to be on that yacht show. And
that's amazing.
I'm pretty sure I looked at him and said, I'm gonna be. Jeff, Rachel, and I watched the first season of Below Deck together, Below Deck, and I've been trying to get her on Below Deck since the entire time I was on, honestly.
Oh, my God.
So that's
absolutely is made for it.
She is a fantastic chef. She's so hilarious. She's kind of got that Robin Williams fast-moving brain where she can tell jokes, and you're still laughing at the jokes she made. She's already made two more. She's highly intelligent, and I thought that would be hard for me to watch too. Like, oh, I try for 6 years to get amazing Rachel. Like when we had Leon, I was like, can we please bring Rachel? When we had like every time we had chef drama at all, like, can we bring Rachel this time? So the fact that they finally brought Rachel on when I left, I don't know if it's a coincidence, honestly.
Yeah. Mm. Were you surprised to see her break down, basically be taken down by these charter guests?
I know.
What the
Sorry.
Are you all right?
So, oh, it's going to be all right. I know. Just hold on a second. Okay. Can you throw that out, please? Okay. Yeah. Hold on. Just take 5 minutes.
Wait, I have to do this work.
Okay.
What's happening?
I know. Okay. It will be fine. I promise you.
I don't even know how to salvage this. These pans are massive.
Yeah.
This is the worst experience I've ever had in my 14-year career on yachts.
Yeah. I mean, yes and no. I mean, she was my roommate as well on the boat. We worked together for like almost 9 months. So I've seen my fair share of Rachel breakdowns, I'm not going to lie. But I was shocked and so sad for her that she did it in the first charter. I was like, oh no, honey.
I know. Well, that's the thing.
A little longer.
I mean, if she's so fun and like I really like her so far, I don't want to break her on the first charter. Like, I need her to stay around a little bit longer.
From what I've heard, there will be plenty more Rachel breakdown moments. But
I mean, well, we see her say go fuck yourself to someone in the super tease.
Listen, all chefs, I'm sure on every Daily Dish podcast I've done over the years, I'm like, here's the thing with chefs. They're all crazy. And the crazier they are, you know, the better chef they are usually. Hello, Ben. And I'll say Rachel's a really good chef.
I mean, that is the one thing that these guests, yeah, these guests did seem to be very impressed by all of her food, which is, as we all know, a huge component of the experience. And she was able to like nail everybody's dietary restrictions so far and like really put together some amazing things, especially with the around the world thing, like where she just had so much to choose from. I mean, I think she did a great job.
She's literally like a ninja. She can fly helicopters. She practices Krav Maga. She speaks Thai. She is so intelligent. And I think the only reason she was frustrated was because that breakfast order those guests gave them, one of them was like, I'll have an omelet with brie or hard parm. I call bullshit, because if you want an omelet with brie, you're not going to then your second choice be hard Parmesan. They were just being bullshit. I mean, and she didn't say no. She just got frustrated. I mean, breakfast always breaks chefs. Huh. Maybe that's where the name came from. It made her
break. Oh my gosh, it definitely did. I also was very confused as to what everybody was fighting about in the end, because personally, I just wanted to see James in the little Speedo, and I wanted everything to go according to plan and see some body shots and all of that. But then they ended up fighting over him. Is that what was happening? The guest was like mad because he went on the jet ski with one of them and not the other.
So when we initially came on this trip, Shay had the hots for James. How did you like end up on the jet ski?
I don't know.
Because if my girlfriend likes somebody, I wouldn't do that stuff. Ooh. So I'm just saying, I'm a girl's girl.
This got super awkward.
Unacceptable. No, Jamie, no, come to my room now.
Carlos, this is not between you. No. Jamie, no. Oh my God, this is not even.
I'm done. This.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding me right now?
They are in a huge argument right now. It sounds like they're fighting over James. It's ridiculous. He's a deckhand, not a man toy.
They were acting like petulant little junior high girls. It was so embarrassing for them. Like, newsflash, ladies, he's a crew member, so none of y'all are getting him.
Right.
I mean, and you're ruining your night on charter? Well, like I said, they're from Los Angeles.
Right.
Shout out to my LA people.
I actually know Charlie from my time in LA. We worked together on like I almost called it BravoCon. We worked together on like a Comic-Con panel like years and years ago. And I said it to Megan last week, you know, his behavior is exactly as I remember it at that time. So
he's always been that extra?
Yes. Yes. From what I can remember, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, you don't forget somebody that extra. And I have to be honest, he's always been lovely to me. Really lovely, but he's definitely extra.
Yeah. I do think that he didn't know you were not going to be there, because when he first met Francesca, he was like, oh, hi. And I was like, oh, maybe he just really expected to see Kate standing in that position.
Oh, you're totally right. Because I got a message from him on Facebook, whenever they were about to go film, like, hey, hon, go see you in Antigua. And I responded to him because I don't check my Facebook Messenger that often. I finally responded. I was like, hey, I'm actually not going to be there, but I hope you have a great time. And he didn't read it while he was on board, but I think he definitely was expecting me to be the chief stew. Right.
Wow, that's interesting.
I do wonder if he would have been gentler, kinder, or if it just he would have just been the same.
Well, I think that he would have been kinder because I would have had the drinks out. I mean, we haven't really discussed it, and I feel for Francesca. You know, she was given a lot on her first day, and of course, people are going to, I was on the season or on the show for 6 seasons. So there's going to be comparisons, and that's got to be annoying for her. So I just, there's things I would have done differently.
Right. Well, I think I was saying to Megan last week, we brought up like, as soon as that kind of guest gets on, like just give them shots, like pour them some champagne, like do something, you know, like get them liquored up to begin with and then take a step back and be like, okay, what do we need to do? Just like throw it at them to begin with, you know? I mean, maybe this is just me from my experience watching you on Below Deck for so long, but like with these people, that's what you got to do.
I am so proud of you, Eric, that you learned that and picked up on that. And
thank you.
Have you been in contact with Francesca? Like even before filming started, were you aware that she was coming on and were you able to give her advice?
You know, I didn't know who the new chief stew would be until much later. And then I kind of wanted to like, well, honestly, I feel like she should have reached out to me.
Yeah.
You know, and so she was on Watch What Happens and Andy asked her, like, have you been in contact with Kate? And she said, no, but I'd love to. And I felt bad, like, oh, well, really? Because you don't follow me. You know, Hannah, when she got asked to do Below Deck Med, I didn't know her, but she reached out to me. And we, asked for advice, and I was happy to give it. And I talked to a lot of cast members, but it seemed to me that Francesca wanted to do it on her own. And that's fine, too. Mm. And I didn't want to be like, hi, you're replacing me, so here's what I think you should do. Like, oh, she can do
it. Right.
So I did message her after she said that on Watch What Happens Live, she would love to be in contact with me. I said, hi. Hey, congratulations on your first episode. I saw you on Watch What Happens. And, you know, she was polite back, but I don't think she's that interested in a huge friendship.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, she doesn't know what she's missing out on, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Let the record show that I tried.
Right. Well, what about Captain Lee? I mean, in this whole time too, have you, I'm assuming you guys are still in touch because I know you have a very close friendship with him, but you know, watching the beginning of this season too, and knowing that he had fallen and he was in the hospital and all of that, like, I was just like, oh my God, like Megan and I were both like, oh, Captain Lee, not Captain Lee.
I know. Yeah. I mean, I've talked to him a lot of times. He would call me from Antigua, from the boat, like while they were filming, which was a little strange for me because I should have figured out a code word. I wanted to be like, are there cameras on you right now?
Right.
Yeah. But no, he would just call me. And I think at one time, I'm like, is this being filmed? Hi, everyone. Hi, camera guy. He's like, no, you're not. I was like, okay. So you just called me just to chat. Okay. All right. And it was just very precious and cute. But also I'm like, so what you doing?
He missed you.
And he's like, well, we just dropped anchor. I'm like, okay, great. He's like, I'm having dinner with the charter guests tonight. And I was like, cool. Are you going to wear your epaulette tuxedo? Like, I felt like, yeah, he was just bored. And
yeah,
it was just interesting. Yeah, he did.
Well, I mean, at this point, he doesn't really have like a friend on board anymore, right? I mean, he does know Eddie and everyone else he's getting to know, but he probably was just kind of like, I wonder what Kate's doing right now.
Yeah. And we call each other about once a week anyways, because we are friends and we just check in with each other. And every time at the end, I'm like, say hi to Marianne. And he's like, okay, great. But also I have to say, I took care of a lot of stuff that he didn't realize over the last 6 years. So it was probably a little different for him to now have to worry about things that he didn't have to think of before.
Yeah.
I guess my last Below Deck related question would have to be about Below Deck Med, because we didn't get to talk since, you know, everything went down in that reunion. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did. I sure did. I think by the time the reunion aired, I think we were all a little bit just overwhelmed and over it. The whole CBD pen, Valium, Captain Sandy, Malia, Hannah. It's just,
right.
I think it was just, it really was discussed for quite a long time, and people were so upset about it on social. But I think the more important thing here is that Hannah wanted to leave yachting. She wanted to have a baby. I know because she told me that. She said, I want to, Kate, I just want to leave yachting and have a baby. And so she did that. And it's unfortunate that she left yachting under those circumstances, but she's happy now.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks, Kate, for joining us to recap Below Deck. We also have a great opportunity for you, the listeners, to ask Captain Lee and Eddie Lucas a question. Bravo Insider is bringing them to you, so check out the link in our description to connect with them. And to hear us recap Real Housewives of Potomac, Real Housewives of Orange County, and Southern Charm with Kate, check out our full episode dropping this Saturday.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me.